Bon, en fait, au Congo, j'ai connu beaucoup de problèmes.
In the Congo, I had a lot of problems with my family. There were always gangs after us, or not gangs, armed men.
Qui étaient toujours derrière nous et qui ont.
And they even succeeded in killing certain members of my family. They succeeded in entering my house more than three times with weapons.
Avec des armes. Vraiment des bandes très organisées.
There were gangs that were very, very well organized, that threatened me, that wanted to kill me.
Et la dernière fois, ils sont venus, ils étaient très sérieux.
And the last time they came, they were very serious. They wanted to kill me, and I don't know, by the grace of God, they gave me another month to collect more money.
Je récolte un peu d'argent pour leur donner. Sinon, ils reviendront pour me tuer.
If not, they would come back to kill me.
Ils ont demandé une somme importante.
They asked for such a large sum of money that I couldn't have paid it. But I had also understood from their last conversation that even if I paid it, they would kill me.
Parce que entre eux déjà il y avait.
Because between them, there was an exchange. There were some who said they'd had enough, that it was time to kill me. And the other that was talking about money. So I understood that even if I paid this money, they would end up killing me anyway. I understood that even money couldn't save me anymore. That's how I left. I also have a lot of feelings about that. Sometimes I think it was the worst decision I ever made in my life to leave my children, because it weighs too heavily on my conscience today. But also, I say that maybe it was the right path. Maybe the light will come from this, and I had to try, because it's always better to try than not.
C'est toujours bien d'essayer.